visiting today with AFR OFU President Scott Blubaugh. Man, we've had an interesting couple of days, haven't we?
Well, we sure have. We sure have with this election and all.
What are some of your first takeaways from everybody's reelection seats and the things that you've been watching?
Well, I've got several observations. One in agriculture, it's really important, would be Colin Peterson's race up in Minnesota. Colin Peterson has been ag chairman there in the House for a long time, worked on many farm bills, and was defeated in the election up there. And he was really the last rural Democrat in Congress, really the last blue dog, real member of the Democrat caucus up there. So big loss to agriculture with his knowledge and all. And that's one observation I have. And of course, with the president's race, we still don't know the outcome and who will be president for the next 4 years. But it is, starting to look like we may have a change of administration. Hour by hour, it looks more and more likely. But still, we don't know. So we'll have to wait for a few more days to kind of find out.
Well, I know that you, just like the rest of us in ag, we'll work with whatever we need to work with to get the job done. But what kind of hurdles does like a new administration present to you guys?
Well, you have a huge turnover every time there's a new president. That's nothing new. But you'll have a new Secretary of Agriculture and from all the way down to new positions in Oklahoma as well. With a change of administration, if that happens. And so that's the biggest thing is new people will fill those slots and different ideas and it'll change around a little bit. So, but we're confident we always work with both sides. We're very bipartisan here at AFR and OFU and work with both sides on every day. So, it won't be that big a lift for our organization, I don't think.
What are some of the most important topics that you guys are focused on right now?
Oh, gosh. I would say the number one issue still is the beef consolidation, the lack of markets, functioning markets for the beef industry. The consolidation of the packers and the dysfunctional marketplace there in the cattle world. Nothing's changed on that. It's been a big issue for about 18 months now. It's been at the forefront as we've seen these black swan events happen and total disruption in the marketplace has really brought a lot of attention nationwide to this issue. And I think it will continue until we get some resolution and address it and fix the problem.
Well, and speaking of that, you guys have a forum coming up on November the 10th. Talk to us a little bit about what's expected out of that forum.
Yeah, we've got several speakers nationally coming in to speak on beef consolidation, kind of where we're at as an industry from the producer point of view, I think, and the consumer point of view as well, and some of the ideas for changes that we need to do in order to get our markets functioning again and that we really just don't have right now. So it's both a consumer issue, as you're well aware, and a rancher farmer issue as well. And so we're going to be talking lots of different ideas and points of view at that meeting, but trying to look for solutions and just make folks aware of what's going on and see if we can't come to some ideas to remedy the problem out there. But with the consumers, there's just not very many farmers and ranchers, as you know, left in the country. And so our political base and power is diminished. But the consumers, when they want change and they demand it, they see the need for change in the systems You really have a lot of power and influence in that deal. So I think in this particular issue, the consumers are on our side, and they that's how we can get change.
Well, I know you guys are going to have they've closed the registration, but will the results and all the information from that forum be public?
I believe they're going to put it on YouTube live, and it'll be recorded as well. So I think it will be they're limiting the seats to only 40 because of the virus. So there'll only be 40 seats available for in person. But yeah, it'll be broadcast throughout the country.
Well, hopefully we'll get some good answers for that. And in the election, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on the election and what that's going to mean for agriculture. And, you know, if we were to have a Democrat administration take over, you know, I, for one, would think Colin Peterson would probably be pretty high up on the list for Secretary of Agriculture in a Democrat administration because he has knowledge working with Congress and writing farm bills and all that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But he would sure be a good candidate for that position.
Absolutely, because we hated to lose him. And if we could get him back that way, that'd be nice.
That would be great, yeah.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, won't we, Scott?
We will. We'll see what happens in the next hopefully this will be resolved next few days, but who knows? This could go on for a month or so.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You bet. Thanks, Casey.